It is once again the anniversary of the tragic events that occurred on September 11th, 2001, 22 years ago today, which is crazy. I can't believe that it's been that long. It seems very recent still in my memory. Another tragedy is the fact that I'm approaching 40. I'm going to be 40 in a few years, and I'm old enough to remember very vividly what happened on September 11th, 2001. And for those of you who are my age or older, you probably remember vividly as well. You probably remember exactly where you were that day. And you even probably remember some of the conversations very vividly that you had with people during the time of this occurrence. And as is tradition on the show, we've been doing this for the past few years now. For those of you who have followed for a long time, you know this. We go over the who, the what, the where, and the why. You know, for even people who think that or who say that 9/11 was an inside job, they won't touch this truth that we're going to go over today with a 10-foot pole. They don't even want to hear it. Because they're afraid that if they look into it, if they acknowledge its existence, if they acknowledge the existence of this evidence, if they acknowledge this is truth, they might get canceled as well. They might be attacked as well. It's very similar to the whole JFK thing where, you know, there's a lot of people out there who think, well, JFK, it wasn't, the assassination was an inside job. They won't touch the actual reality of which it was an inside job or government certainly was involved. But the actual reality of the foreign players that were involved in that assassination, they won't touch that truth with a 10-foot pole. Certainly here on this show, we're not afraid to do this. There's a great article we're going to go over today. This is from the UNS Review, and the headline is The Dancing Israelis. FBI docs shed light on apparent Mossad foreknowledge of 9/11 attacks. Now, before you get into the whole, well, this is anti-Semitic, first of all, this is a label just to shut down certain truths in our world today. Just another one of these dozens of labels that are used against people like me. Secondly, I must remind you that the owner of this newspaper, the UNS Review, is actually Jewish. So we're going to talk about this today. We're going to go through this article. We're going to go over many, many clips. We're going to go over the Fox News clip that I'm sure you guys have seen dozens of times, the ABC News clip. We're going to talk about the art students, which I'm sure maybe some people don't even know about the art students. We're going to talk about Urban Moving Company. We're going to talk about the 200 young Israelis that were arrested across the U.S. in a spying investigation by our FBI directly after 9/11. We're going to talk about Larry Silverstein. We're going to talk about Building 7. Building 7 is another big one. So if you know someone that is not aware of these things, this is certainly the video to share with them. So make sure to go ahead and share this with a friend or family members. So we're going to get into this today. Before we do, I just want to thank this video sponsor. This video has been kindly sponsored by myself, by Daily Veracity, by Vincent James. Make sure to go to dailyveracity.com. There are plenty of ways that you can support the show. If you click on support, you'll find the different ways you can support the show with crypto and the PO box and so on and so forth. We also have the shop open. So the shop is open now. So if you go to dailyveracity.com and you click on shop, you can also go to rightsidethreads.com. We have some of the old school Red Elephant merch up there for a limited time. There's a really great hat that we designed, so make sure to check it out. It helps the show tremendously. All right, so let's get to this here. This is from the UNS Review, and this is about the dancing Israelis. It says, for nearly two decades, one of the most overlooked and little-known arrests made in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks was that of the so-called high-fivers, or better known as the dancing Israelis. However, new information released has brought fresh scrutiny to the possibility that the dancing Israelis, at least two of whom were known Mossad operatives, by the way, admitted by our own government, had prior knowledge of the attacks on the World Trade Center. And this is where the Fox News clip that, again, many of you have seen dozens of times, comes into play. Just to give you context, take a look at this.
It has been more than 16 years since a civilian working for the Navy was charged with passing secrets to Israel. Jonathan Pollard pled guilty to conspiracy to commit espionage and is serving a life sentence. At first, Israeli leaders claimed Pollard was part of a rogue operation, but later took responsibility for his work. Now, Fox News has learned some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S. who may have known things they didn't tell us before September 11th. Fox News correspondent.
So Carl Cameron had that report there for Fox News, and that news report, of course, has been long forgotten since that time. Shortly after 8:46 a.m. on the day of the attacks, just minutes after the first plane struck the World Trade Center, five men, later revealed to be Israeli nationals, had positioned themselves in the parking lot of the Doric apartment complex in Union City, New Jersey, where they were seen taking pictures and filming the attacks while also celebrating the destruction of the towers and high-fiving each other. The men, Sivian Kurzberg, Paul Kurzberg, Oded Elner, Yaron Shemuel, and Omar Mamari, were subsequently apprehended by law enforcement and claimed to be Israeli tourists on a working holiday. In the United States, where they were employed by a moving company, Urban Moving Systems. Upon his arrest, which, by the way, was found out by the FBI as a fake company, upon his arrest, Sivian Kurzberg told the arresting officer, quote, "We are Israeli. We are not your problem. Your problems are our problems. The Palestinians are our problem." So this brings us to the ABC News clip, which, again, I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen so many different times, but, you know, if there's just one out there that doesn't know this stuff, this is important to tell. This story is important to tell once again. Here's this clip now. Take a look.
In the days after the September attacks, there were countless rumors about strange coincidences surrounding the events. One report about a group of Middle Eastern men spotted the morning of September 11th parked just across the river from New York City has not gone away. Investigation of their presence has led to questions about whether Israel was conducting espionage on U.S. soil. We're joined now by ABC's John Miller with an exclusive report this evening.
That's right, Elizabeth. This is a case that took the FBI and the CIA more than 2 months to sort out, while five Israelis waited in jail.
It began when this woman was watching the Twin Towers burning from her apartment in New Jersey. She noticed three men on top of a van, posing for pictures with the towers burning in the background.
And I could see that they were, like, happy. You know, they didn't look shocked to me. You know, they didn't look shocked.